This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Good morning, I'm David Fair. The efforts to combat Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease are well documented and rather well funded. Because of public knowledge of these afflictions, enough support has been generated to make some significant gains in understanding and treating these diseases. But there are other similar afflictions that are far less publicized and understood. The month of October is LBD Awareness Month. LBD is Lewy body dementia. Now, next week, there's going to be a fascinating panel discussion on this disease at the Ann Arbor Library. This morning, we welcome to studio someone who has been personally and deeply touched by this disease. Tamara Reel is the former executive director of the Arts Alliance and is now a caretaker for her husband, Carl, who is contending with the effects of LBD. Tamara, good morning and welcome to WEMU.
Good morning, David, and thank you so much for having me.
Well, I mentioned Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. Just to kind of get an understanding, how is Lewy body dementia different?
Lewy body dementia is different than those two diseases because it affects both the mind and body. With Alzheimer's, quite often, the mind is affected, but the body can remain very healthy for many years. With Parkinson's, we quite often think of those physical effects.
The tremors and things, right.
Exactly. And it can also affect the mind. But Lewy body really attacks both the mind and the body, and that makes it particularly difficult.
But typically, Lewy body dementia starts off with symptoms that mimic one or the other, so it's often misdiagnosed, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And that's one of the things that is so scary about Lewy body dementia. Unfortunately, many primary care physicians aren't familiar with Lewy body dementia. It's very hard to diagnose. And so they may see a patient and think it's Alzheimer's, if it's particularly involving the brain. And they can prescribe certain medications which work very well for folks with Alzheimer's but can have really negative consequences for folks with Lewy body dementia. Same thing with Parkinson's. Some of the medications that work well for Parkinson's people can really exaggerate the hallucinations that people have when they have Lewy bodies. That actually happened with my husband, Carl.
Well, I was going to get to that. What first clued you in that something was wrong with Carl?
You know, it's so funny, Dave, because it wasn't that there was anything particular that was wrong. What I say is Carl lost his sparkle. He was somebody who had always been very lively, very engaged in the community, very interested in things. And then he just sort of wasn't quite so interested anymore. And I just was racking my brains. What's wrong? You know, is he depressed? His memory seemed a little shaky. And I thought, well, maybe his memory is going, and so he's depressed because of that. Or maybe he's depressed, and that's causing his memory to get a little shaky. And then I thought, well, geez, maybe he has hearing problems. You know, if he didn't hear something in the first place.
So you started to clue in on the fact that it might be medical.
Yeah.
Well, what was the initial diagnosis when you took him in?
You know, they have something called mild cognitive impairment or early memory loss. And
right.
That was what they called it initially. And that's what it was. Carl had mild memory loss, and some of his thinking was getting a little off.
But was the next step taken to test for Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and Lewy body dementia?
Sadly, there aren't really any tests that you can do for these things.
So it's just a matter of treating symptoms until they all manifest themselves as they're going to.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and we're talking this morning with the retired director of the Arts Alliance, Tamara Reel. She stepped away from her position to care for her husband, Carl, who has Lewy body dementia. And October, by the way, is Lewy body dementia awareness month. If you don't mind, and if it's not too personal, what is Carl's day-to-day life like now?
Well, Carl lives in an assisted living facility for folks with memory loss, here on Woods, which is on the campus of St. Joe's Hospital. And it's, I'm happy to say, a very good place. One of the things that's very important for folks with memory loss is to have a routine. So his day is pretty structured. They get up in the morning. There's morning exercise. There's lunch. He takes a nap. I see him every night. We have dinner, and in the evening there might be some music, or we'll watch television. Sadly, Carl hallucinates almost all the time now. So it's,
are these frightening hallucinations to him?
No, fortunately, he doesn't seem to be scared of them. He's more just interested in them. He sees lots of children running around.
That's so much better than some of the horror stories where people just have absolutely horrifying hallucinations.
Exactly.
What is the prognosis? There's no cure for this, correct?
Correct. There's no cure for it. And I don't know whether this is a good thing or a bad thing, but Lewy body dementia goes pretty quickly. So they say from the time of diagnosis to the you can expect your loved one to be around for maybe 5 to 12 years.
And how long has it been since initial diagnosis now?
Carl was diagnosed in 2010.
What are your days like now? This has been a tremendous transition for you as well, and is for all caretakers of those with dementia.
Well, that's exactly right. At this point, to be honest with you, my life is pretty much involved with sort of caring for folks. My mom and stepdad are both still alive. I'm an only child, so I'm responsible for them. They live in Connecticut. And then I visit Carl every day. And lots of medical-related things. There's various bills that either you have to contest or track, supplies that I need to get for him. And then just trying to, you know, I try to exercise to keep myself in good shape so I can take care of everybody else.
You just touched on something. Because you are living in this situation, what are the areas you see that need to be improved in combating the disease or making us more aware, and in the health system that's charged with providing care for LBD patients?
I think the first thing is physicians have to have a better awareness of this. If you follow the LBD community at all, there are just horror stories of people who have had these misdiagnoses and just live for years with this. So I think doctors really need to educate themselves about this. Then I think spouses, friends, loved ones need to also learn about this disease. So if they see the signs, they know and they can suggest, gee, maybe you ought to look into being tested, you know, or seeing a neurologist.
But to a layperson, if you first started to see symptoms, you might very well just assume it is either Alzheimer's or Parkinson's.
Exactly.
Well, you know, based on our conversation today, in your voice, you remain upbeat, you sound positive. Again, I don't want to be too personal, but is this show, are you really that optimistic on a day-to-day basis?
No. Before I came in, I was really afraid I'd burst into tears.
and that's, I think, what we would all expect.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I cry very easily. But I think, you know, you have to keep a positive outlook on things. I think that's the most important thing. And to be honest, I don't have the luxury of falling apart. Carl needs me. My folks need me. I need to be strong for all of them. And so, you know, taking care of myself is one of the things that I need to do so I can be there. In a unusual way, this experience, I think, has brought Carl and me together even more than we were before. I mean, I'm grateful that I can be there for him.
Do you have the luxury of looking forward to beyond Carl's life with you?
I can't even imagine what that will be like. Carl is the love of my life, and we're sort of one soul and two bodies, and I can't imagine not having him around.
Well, again, I mentioned at the outset that there is going to be a panel discussion on the disease, and it's going to help make more people aware during Awareness Month. It's at the Ann Arbor Library next week.
That's right. We're going to have a neurologist from the University of Michigan who will talk about, you know, some of the clinical information on Lewy body dementia, a social worker who will talk about resources in the community, support groups for caregivers. I'm actually starting a support group for friends and loved ones of people with Lewy body dementia. And then I'll also be speaking, telling my personal story.
Well, Tamara, we thank you for sharing your story today. We wish Carl the best. We wish you the best. And there may be some rough road ahead.
Well, Dave, thank you very much. I really appreciate your having me on so I can get the word out. And having friends like all of you at WEMU really, really helps.
That is Tomorrow Real. I'm David Fair, and you're listening to Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.